You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this on the topic of summer, proving to show the folks a brand new
things that
life.
The mainstream media claims are debunked.
While
we're on the topic of just obviously real things that those in power demand we ignore, let's talk about abortion, shall we? This is one of those things where I don't even know what to do at this point. The ABC interrupt a presidential debate to fact check Donald Trump about late term abortions, despite the fact that they're on the books. They're legal. They brag about it. They advocate for it. It's another one of these examples where when you say 9-month abortion, when you say post-birth abortion, you say late-term abortion, it's obviously horrible. It's obviously atrocious. It's obviously despicable, horrifying to imagine a mother carrying a baby for 9 months, feeling it kick around and wiggle around. I mean, understanding its personality to a certain degree. If you've ever had kids, you know, like they do when they're outside the womb, what they did inside the womb. An energetic kid in the womb is an energetic kid outside the womb. If you can walk around with a child in your stomach for 9 months and then rip it out and kill it, you're a sick demon person. Okay. And everybody gets this and everybody knows this. That's why when Trump brings up post-birth abortion or 9-month abortion, everybody's appalled. Everybody goes, no, whoa, there's no way that's happening, except it is. So how are you simultaneously appalled and insulted at this concept because it's so horrific, and yet you're putting it on the books, and yet you want to shut down the conversation specifically because you want the practice to continue? Do you get these people are just evil? Like, it's not misconceptions, it's not ignorance, it's not, it's deception to facilitate evil. And they know exactly what they're doing. So let's just prove it, shall we? Clip number 17 here. Students for Life staff members calling an abortion vendor, proving late-term abortions are real in case you needed more evidence. Let's watch.
I am looking to have an abortion.
How far along are you?
I'm 34 right now.
My 34 weeks.
Boyfriend is kind of out of the picture now, so I don't really have any support.
It's a 4 to 5 day procedure. A needle is inserted through the abdomen and into the fetal heart. Lidocaine is injected, and that will completely numb the fetus. After that, we inject a medication called Digoxin and another medication called KCL, which will slow and then stop the fetal heartbeat. And then we'll give you a medication called Misoprostol. Misoprostol will sort of induce contraction, will assist you in sort of pushing in the induction, and then remove all of the products of conception. You're definitely going to feel discomfort and cramping, but we do give you fentanyl and Versed during the procedure. We specialize in later trimester care. Our doctor is very well versed in what he's doing, and he's very good.
So I'm not like a rare situation. Y'all help women this late in pregnancy all the time?
All the time.
All the time. No, all the time we just fill up pregnant mothers with a concoction of pharmaceutical chemicals to slaughter their baby at 34 weeks. Now, remember, the important part about having a fully developed baby to harvest is that you can then sell it for more than an undeveloped baby. So there's greed on top of this. In case all of the evil that we're talking about wasn't enough, it is all spurned on and you know, continued because of a deep-seated greed in these people. Let's go to clip number 13. More proof. Here it is.
We're going to call the abortion facility, and I'm going to tell them I'm pregnant with a 32-week fetus, as you say. Hi, I just turned 32 weeks pregnant. Am I able to come in for an abortion ASAP?
I wouldn't be able to see you for the week of the 23rd, so that would put you there 34 weeks.
Can I still have an abortion at 34 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I just have to do an intake form. Do you have about 5 minutes?
Sure, I have 5 minutes. Yeah, I just found out that she could have Down syndrome. I can still have the abortion, right, even though she has Down syndrome?
Yeah, so we just have to do an intake because the doctor...
It doesn't fucking matter!
And they go, it's not happening. That's crazy. Late-term abortion? That's sickening. And then you're like, hi, can I get a late-term abortion? And they're just like, yeah, we do them every day all the time. And it's like, well, but it doesn't matter then. Well, in that case, it doesn't matter. I'll just blind myself to the evil so I can be complicit in it and not feel guilty. Sick, evil people.
once your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today. It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined in the third hour by Leonarda Joni. She has some bombshell breaking news. And I know we have a lot of bombshell breaking news. And it's like that's never really an improper phrase to say, because in any reasonable, normal world, this stuff, like everything we cover, would cause massive systemic change. But when the media covers it up, when they don't tell people about it, and people don't make a stink about things, then the politicians don't feel like it has an impact on their re-election, so they don't do anything about it. So it continues unabated. So it's very frustrating here where we are now in the information war, that like we have all of the information you could ever possibly need. It's all completely out there in the open. The people doing it are admitting it, whether it's on hidden camera or whether it's just in the press, just admitting things out in the open that you like are beyond description, just beyond insane, and just nothing happens. I mean, probably the best example of this is the fact that 325,000 children have just gone missing over the last 3 years through the immigration system. 325,000 minor people, children under the age of 18, have been processed through the immigration system and are now gone. Not just that, like, we gave them to somebody, we said, we reunited them with their parent, then we never saw them again. No, that's 325,000 instances where an attempt has been made to get in contact with a child that was processed through the system that can no longer be contacted. The person that they gave the child to no longer answers their phone. They go to the house. Nobody's living there anymore. The children are gone. They give them to a stranger, and then they're never seen again. 325,000. It's like it didn't even happen. So it like hardly even made a blip. Why does nobody care about this? What the hell is going on? And this is just one of a myriad of examples. I mean, it goes on and on. We'll get into this a little bit later. But Victoria Nuland has admitted, again, we've known for, the really frustrating part about this is, like, I could kind of understand if this was 20 years ago and we would say something that would seem crazy and would cause doubt or you know, bizarre, you know, people to be suspicious of the activity or the inclinations, the motives of the people in power. But just even for the sake of their sanity or just because it's so far-fetched, they just go, I'm not sure if I believe that. So I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to choose to trust the authority here. And then when it's proven, you know, there'd be some sort of like, wow, I thought that was wrong. But now that I see it's real, gee, we need to do something about this. At this point, they're just admitting what we've been saying for decades. And nobody cares and nobody does anything about it. It's so unbelievably frustrating. It was frustrating already just trying to tell people about the truth when it was hidden. Now the truth is in the open and we just are pointing, going, does anybody care? And still nothing happened. It's mind-blowing that we're here. Newland admits U.S. discouraged Ukraine from signing Russia peace deal at the moment it was really close. Does anybody care that the Ukraine war continues to spiral out of control, continues to escalate into more and more aggressive action on both sides for no reason, when this could have been over years ago, when it never could have started if we hadn't performed the coup? And I don't want to get bogged down in Ukraine, but it's just another one of these examples. It's just another one of these stories where, yeah, there could have been peace. There could have been peace years ago. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people would still be alive today. But that's not the plan. That's not the plan they want in operation. So all these things are proceeding on pace in a plan. Israel's the same way. I really do want to break down, just from a bird's eye view, Ukraine and Israel a little bit later. Just to remind ourselves of like how we got here, what the timeline is, how these conflicts actually started, how they progressed, how they could have ended over and over and over, but they don't want to. So now we're spending billions of dollars more. Before we do that, before I do a whole breakdown of Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Hamas and the Hannibal Directive and just everything about that, we'll look at a tangential story here with the U.S. and the U.K. pledging $1.5 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. Again, you just have to ask, like, when is enough enough? What is the limit here? How much more do we have to pay? And how much are we missing out on because of the infinite wealth we are spending for whatever boondoggle, murderous nonsense they're trying to achieve in Ukraine? None of this is necessary. We could have not spent a single dollar in Ukraine and everything would be fine. Instead, we're spending basically everything that we possibly can. This isn't even about Ukraine necessarily. It's more about the UK. It's more about the UK and just the whiplash nature of these stories as you go from one to another. From Gateway Pundit, Labour British MP Starmer and his hellish government scrap winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners while freeing 1,700 prisoners, including dangerous ones. Just 2 months into his premiership, Labour Prime Minister Keir Starmer has started to unveil his true face and enact odious policies that he purposefully hid from voters. He began yesterday with a whopper, mugging pensioners and freeing muggers. Labour MPs were ordered to ram through a cruel raid on pensioners while simultaneously authorizing the early release of hundreds of prisoners in a list that includes thieves, drug dealers, and even murderers. Daily Mail reported, in sickening scenes this morning, freed inmates celebrated by soaking themselves in champagne. One former prisoner was met by friends in a Lamborghini, while others boasted that he was now a lifelong labor voter. Just hours later, 10 million pensioners were stripped of their winter fuel payments as the party forced through the controversial measure in the Commons vote. These two things obviously are very contradictory, and both of them represent the true heartless nature of the supposedly, decent, upstanding, moral people. They constantly condescend to us about how moral they are. But let's look at the contradictions here. They are scrapping winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners, retirees, because they can't afford it, while simultaneously pledging $600 million for Ukraine. Oh, I'm sorry, $782 million for Ukraine. They don't have the money to help the elderly people of their own country have the heat they need to survive the winter. They're stripping 10 million British people who worked their whole lives and then retired, expecting that their life of contribution to the British state would see them have a comfortable retirement. They're stripping their heating subsidy so they can send it to Ukraine. $782 million in assistance. They're letting out 1,700 violent criminals, rapists, and murderers, while simultaneously filling up the prisons with 11-year-olds who posted something on Facebook. Not exaggerating. 13-year-olds who were standing on the sidewalk while a riot was going on. People who asked a question of the police in a way that the police found insulting. High school, like 13-year-old autistic girls who called a lesbian a lesbian. They're being arrested. They're being put into prison. They're releasing 17. They have released. I shouldn't even speak as if this is in the future. They've already done it. They have released 1,700 violent criminals to deal with prison overcrowding while setting up rapid pace courts where they I guess, I mean, how do you speed up a court process? You probably remove some of the rights of the defendant, if I had to guess, to expedite the process of imprisoning thousands of people for their speech, for saying things that can be construed as racist or divisive or whatever. And when you look at the immigration system in Britain in total, it perhaps is the premier example in the world of a situation and occurrence where just basic, average, lower than average human intelligence should make it abundantly clear what the real purpose of all of this is, what the real intentions are, where their priorities are, what they're trying to achieve. It could not be more obvious. They're stripping pensioners of their heating subsidy as we approach winter. 10 million of them will no longer be granted the boost to their pension to make up for the cost of energy, which is skyrocketing, by the way, because they're shutting down coal power plants because the green people say so. And that, again, like, this is the thing. My mind just reels because it's like all of this is tied in together. It's all very intricately intertwined, right? You've got energy prices in Europe skyrocketing because of the Ukraine war, which never had to happen, which only happened because NATO overthrew a duly elected president, performed a coup, and started a terrorist campaign terrorizing the people of Eastern Europe, Eastern Ukraine that didn't want to be in it. So we've got this war in Ukraine that the sanctions caused massive rise in the price of European energy. Simultaneous to that, they are using climate change to justify shutting down or repurposing coal power plants across the UK, including the biggest one, Drax, which instead of burning coal, burns trees harvested from forests in British Columbia, ground down into pellets, shipped across the Atlantic Ocean, and burned for heat. That's green because it's not coal. Like, all of this is intertwined. All of it is deeply, deeply connected, and they can't afford the heating subsidy for the extra high energy prices because of the climate change and the Ukraine debacles, because they're spending literally billions of dollars on economic migrants from around the world who are draining the budget of the UK to an unsustainable degree by the billions upon billions upon billions upon billions. I mean, it is almost beyond description. This is from whitepapersinstitute.substack.com. The UK's 1.7 million non-working immigrants. And it's the same case in Germany, and it's the same case in the Netherlands, and it's the same case in France, and Spain, and Ireland, and Portugal, and everywhere else in Europe. It's the same everywhere. They're bringing in these migrants because of the wars that have started in the Middle East, like all of this stuff. It is a giant web. It's a network. And if you can, if the mainstream media and the powers that be and the authorities and the controllers of the collective conscious can make you think these things are separate, then I guess they kind of make sense. But if you have the ability, if you have the intelligence necessary to draw a line from point A to point B, if you are capable of performing a preschool task of seeing a blatant inconsistency in two different statements, then you should be able to see what's going on here. You should start asking questions. In other words, if you only had a memory of 5 seconds, then I would understand how I could say, we have no money for pensioners to heat their homes this winter. You'd go, oh, that's terrible. And I'd go, we're giving $1 billion to Ukraine this year. And if you don't remember that I said that last statement, then it's like, if you're just a fresh, brand new slate of ignorance, You go, okay, we're giving money to Ukraine. Cool. I guess we have a lot of money then. But if you can see, if you have the ability, if you have the power, the mental capacity to understand how absurd it is that they're cutting the heating funds for pensioners, 10 million of them, because we don't have money, while spending $782 million on financial subsidies for Ukraine, do you understand that this isn't real? That none of this is real? That all of this is a scam? That it's all a giant fraud? Can you do it? Do you have the strength? Do you have the ability, the intelligence, or the bravery to question things that are obviously wrong? The British welfare state has 1.7 million non-working immigrants, costing them $8.5 billion a year. Over and over and over, we have to tell the story. Over and over and over, it's the same situation. We're bringing in migrants because, you know, our depopulation program has been really successful here. Our mind control, convincing women that motherhood is slavery, convincing men that marriage is like jail, the chemical interventions from the poison in the food and water, lowering fertility, the costs of living going up year over year in a subtle but noticeable way, leaving people feeling like they can't afford to have kids and delaying it those few years. See, all of these things have combined to be so successful in diminishing the population growth in Europe that we got to bring in migrants to keep up the pension system, which was set up from the beginning to be an unsustainable Ponzi scheme requiring infinite growth forever and impossibility without the invasion. You bring these people in with the claim that they're going to fill up the pensions. They all go on welfare. None of them work. None of them contribute. Like, it would be bad enough if they just didn't contribute to the pensions. No, they are draining the resources of the government. So now you have to, you know, work until you're 70 instead of 60. Now you have to work an extra 10 years. You can't claim your pension because the people that we brought in to pay your pension, you have to work an extra 10 years to pay for their life because they're choosing not to work, even though they're capable and able, because you're suckers, because this is a scam, because it's all set up on purpose to be this way, because the ultimate goal is the destruction of Europe, is the elimination of nations, is the subsuming of the diverse and varied people of Europe into one singular deracinated morass, constantly at war with itself, to be taken advantage of and in a state of anxiety and fear so they can be controlled. Unless you think they really are trying to do things right and are just this stupid, in which case we got a whole other set of issues to deal with, but they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. And they're doing all of this on purpose. The original report published by the Center for Migration Studies shows that nearly 36 billion pounds have been spent on economically inactive migrants since just 2020, and this figure is increasing annually once students are included. 23.8 billion pounds on economically inactive migrants since 2020. This spending is equivalent to 30% of the UK's 120 billion pound 2023 budget deficit, a figure I find striking, but I'm not surprised by. Billions upon billions of dollars going to migrants who are choosing not to work, going to Ukraine for the war that could have been over before it even started, cutting winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners, so they have to dip into their savings, so they're left with nothing, so they're being squeezed from every angle, on top of the inflation, on top of the energy costs caused by the Ukraine war, on top of the migrant crisis, which costs them tens of billions of dollars every single year to support people just sitting around, standing around, twiddling their thumbs, and sucking on the teat of Big Brother in the UK, because of course the wars in the Middle East that we started. So it just goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on. And by the way, the NHS, the National Health Service, this celebrated, lauded, beautiful socialistic medical system brought to you by the Labor Party treasonous scumbags in the UK government. The NHS must reform or die, warns PM, as new report says service is in critical condition. Well, gee, well, there's just no money. I mean, there's just no money. Sure, we've got $32 billion for people just to sit around and not work. I mean, but they all got three wives. You know how expensive that is? You know how expensive it is to have three wives and 24 children in the UK right now? They need your taxpayer dollars. So the NHS has to shut down and your grandma has to freeze to death. And yes, we're sending, you know, $10 million Tomahawk missiles on a daily basis to Ukraine so that they can accelerate and expand the war against Russia. So I know it's bad. I know it doesn't seem sustainable, but if all goes as planned, you'll all be eviscerated in nuclear hellfire within a year or two. So just hold on. Just hold on for that little longer, and all of the problems that we're causing right now will seem like a walk in the park compared to nuclear winter. Keir Starmer says the NHS must reform or die as the government publishes an independent investigation into the state of the health service. The report was carried out by whoever. It concluded the NHS was in critical condition with record waiting lists and too much of its budget spent in hospitals, as well as saying the nation's health had significantly deteriorated over the past 15 years. However, Lord Darzi said the service's vital signs remain strong as the sector is filled with staff who shared passion and determination to make NHS better for patients. Because, of course, just like the manufacturing plants in Springfield, Ohio, they're importing scab workers to fill the NHS positions that could go to British people. Like, none of this is by accident. None of this is necessary. None of it's a natural disaster. It's not a hurricane that we just have to deal with. And, you know, all these people are just showing up and there's nothing we can do to stop it. They're bringing them in. They're importing them. There are lines a mile long waiting on the coast of France for the little dinghies to bring them across to the UK so they can put in a, they can get put up in a five-star hotel and start getting checks from the UK government because they're asylum seekers, despite the fact that they're literally camped out on the coast of France right now. Again, do you have an IQ in the double digits? Can you see through this obvious manipulation? Just imagine. I mean, I don't know what normal people are thinking right now. They must not have memories. I mean, they literally must have memory of 5 seconds. Because you can open up a UK newspaper today and you see on one page, it's there's no money for the NHS. There's no money for the heat of elderly people. And on the page opposite is $782 million to the war in Ukraine, $38 billion to pay for the welfare of people who choose not to work and are immigrants to the UK. And if you protest it, you'll be thrown in jail. If you talk about it online in words deemed unsavory by the expedited courts, you could face 2.5 years in prison. You could be ripped away from your children and your family and thrown into the prison system that is now, by the way, controlled entirely by Muslims in the UK. And all of it's on purpose, and all of it's by design, and it's happening everywhere in Europe, and it's happening everywhere in America. I want to ask a single question about this, because it ends up in a scary place.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus, or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation, because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations. And then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
Into the caller's hand. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks.
NHS in the UK is having to constrict itself. They're cutting the pension plans of 10 million pensioners while simultaneously spending $782 billion more on the war in Ukraine. They're throwing people in prison for 2 years or more for posting things online while they're letting out 5,500. I misspoke before. Well, I said 1,700. That's a number that had been released already. The full plan is upwards of 5,000 prisoners, violent criminals, murderers, right? There's one example of two people that butchered a kid with machetes, killed a child, I think he was 13 years old, with machetes. And they'll be out in 6 months, thanks to the releases that are happening, because the prisons are overcrowded while they're simultaneously arresting thousands of people for their Facebook posts. Okay. They're cutting the pensions while spending $38 billion on migrants, 30% of their budget. This is just obvious. It should just be obvious to anybody how utterly ridiculous this is, and how it's not just happening in the UK. It's happening all over Europe. And it seems like every week there's one of these stories. Bavarian town of 4,000 protests over new asylum home for 500 migrants. 500 migrants, 500 invaders, establishing a colony with your tax, with the German taxpayer dollars, in a town of only 4,000 who don't want 500 foreigners, probably the vast majority, probably upwards of 90%, being Middle Eastern men in this Bavarian town of Rotem Inn. Wide-scale demonstrations against the plans to create a refugee accommodation that will house 5,000 people. Protesters gathered at the district council building in Sion, where they were furious over plans to import 500 migrants, which would make them to more than 10% of the town's population. Notably, residents are blaming the Christian Socialist Union, CSU, which is the political powerhouse in Bavaria and effectively runs the state, with Markus Söder, the minister president, as the head of the state. In fact, Söder has specifically promised that just 6 months ago, the town had no such asylum home would be built. Yeah, well, they're lying. Just like when they say Haitians aren't eating cats. Right? Just like when they say girls aren't being raped in transgender bathrooms. Just like when they say there's not going to be a vaccine passport, they have to say these things aren't going to happen because they recognize, it's perfectly evident, what horrific tragedies they are. And they have to deny it until they do it. And then it's illegal to protest. And then you're a racist if you protest. And of course, this is happening in Ireland. Perhaps, you know, worse than anywhere else. Michael O'Keefe, who's been publishing video after video on this and keeping up with not just the invasion and the military style barracks that are being built in Ireland, and also the fact that the Irish Garda, the federal police, are actually recruiting directly from Pakistan, airing commercials on Pakistani television saying this is a call to action to all Muslims. Sign up to be a part of the federal police, and you'll be in uniform in Ireland oppressing the Irish people in a week. Because, of course, that's, I mean, you can't expect the Irish to depopulate and displace themselves. So you arm and deputize foreigners to impose the will of the elite on the unwilling natives. Michael O'Keefe lays it out this way. This is the timeline, right? Be Irish. Enjoy quiet, peaceful life in rural Ireland. One day, the government says hundreds of strange foreign men will be planted in your community. You protest. You get beaten and pepper sprayed. The media calls you racist. They put up huge fences. They arm masked foreign men. Live in your neighborhood. Life is never the same. This is the process taking place over and over and over again in towns all across Europe, and has gone on for decades and will continue until the job is done. Right? When does this end? When you run out of people? I don't know if I need to tell you this, but birth rates aren't low in the third world. It's not just that there is a literal infinite supply of third worlders, billions upon billions upon billions of people just waiting for, you know, the UN helicopter to scoop them up and drop them off in small town Bavaria. But they're also multiplying at a massive rate in just about every non-Western, non-European country. Birth rates are extremely high. So an infinite supply. So it doesn't end when they run out of people to bring in. It ends when an equilibrium is reached. It ends when all of the white people are dead and there's no reason to come to Europe anymore, because it's just like everywhere else in the world. Because what we're going through now is the South Africanization of the West. And all you have to do is look at how that country's doing to see where we end up. So at least a few Germans are still brave enough to speak up impotently while they're being replaced. And like there's story after story. I mean, if I just reported on just the crimes happening in Europe because of the migrants, it would be all I'd ever cover. Daily. I mean, daily on the InfoWars, on the InfoWars homepage, like usually the headlines are about that because, you know, Europe is ahead of us in time zone. So it's like the European stories are still there in the morning when I get in. And today there's stories and it's like, I don't even want to cover it, but then it happens so much. It's like, okay, this is no longer just a event. It's like a trend that we have to cover. You know, it's just, you know, Syrian migrant rapes a 23-year-old woman just hours after being immediately released for his arrest for attempting to rape a senior citizen. And this is just every day. Just every day. And so I even wonder, you know, when you're talking about the UK paying 30-something billion dollars just in welfare payments to immigrants who just choose not to work, I mean, how much other money is being spent here? How many hours of police work goes into this? How many hours of court proceedings go into this? How many lawyers are getting paid for all of the criminals to be represented in law courts that are not built for this? It becomes clear it's like the juicing of Europe. It's like just crushing it and just squeezing every drop that you possibly can out of the European people before tossing the husk to the side. And I mean, the number of examples of this, right? One town in Germany with 110 people saw 60 migrants installed nearby, a population of 2,500 in a district in Munich revolted against plans to house 900 migrants nearby. 110 senior citizens were evicted in Berlin to make room for refugees. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And of course, you know, the thing they don't say is that none of these people are refugees. None of them are asylum seekers. 99% of them are young, military-aged, capable men. So it's like, look, you're either just going to freeze to death, starve to death, die out, or your daughters are going to be the wives of some, you know, one of many wives of some Turkish guy. Regardless, your gene pool is being eliminated. Genocide.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Alex Jones, Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I think I might need to lighten it up a little bit. I think I might need to lighten things up just a touch. We'll be joined in the next hour by Leonarda Joni, a comedian that we had on last time. She was kicked off of Twitter for insulting the Indian people. And it's happened again, so we're having her on again. It's just one of the things we do here. And she has some breaking news that I'm very excited to learn about and very excited to bring to you. So stay tuned for that. Share the links. Why don't you go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. I'm really torn. I'm really torn between just, continuing to discuss the just deliberate genocide taking place all around me, or trying to lighten it up a little bit. I think we'll lighten it up. We'll try to lighten it up just a little bit. Okay. We'll go to clip number 12 here. As we are talking a bit about race, as always, as race is a large part of this, not by choice, not because we want to, not because we're white and the people being genocided are white. Because genocide is wrong and we're decent people and we oppose that sort of thing, regardless of who it's happening to. In this case, it just happens to be white people. And that's one of the things is like, when I talk about white genocide or any of these issues, obviously the way people want this to be seen as like basically you're a Nazi if you think white people have a right to exist. If you think white people shouldn't be colonized by their own government, well, you must be a Hitler-saluting, goose-stepping Nazi. And the reality is, everybody of every race, color, and creed should be opposed to genocide. It's not that complicated. When it happens to other places, guess what? We're against that, too. It's happening in Palestine. And we abhor and oppose it. But of course, things are going to be misconstrued and destroyed in the minds of normal people. Let's talk about how we got here. The subtle but deliberate propaganda, brainwashing that's gone on worldwide in one singular direction. Again, everybody gets that, like, they want to divide us. But it's also time to recognize that it's only white people that are the target. Everybody else is a collective. Everybody else has collective interests. Everybody else will move heaven and earth to preserve their existence and honor their uniqueness. But when it's white people, you're evil and bad. They have white people believing this, and they have non-white people believing this. It is truly sick. And it's taken decade upon decade of concerted but subtle messaging through every form of media to get us here. Let's go now to clip number 12. This is a clip from Matt Walsh's new movie, Am I a Racist? Let's watch.
My daughter's 4 years old. I am an anti-racist educator, quote unquote. She's still watching Disney movies, and she is choosing a white princess over princesses of color.
No, you should kill her. About that?
All the time.
You kill the
My
child.
My 4-year-old daughter is very, her favorite princess is Moana.
Love it.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
But then I also thought, you know, there's a little bit of cultural appropriation here. She wants to be Moana for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate that? Do I go and buy the Pacific Islander native attire for my white 3-year-old?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
But I guess what we might call the Moana problem here is what, on one hand, there's cultural appropriation. On the other hand, there's gravitating towards white characters.
Right.
So it's almost like no matter which way you go, you end up back in racism.
We think every space belongs to us because we live in a white supremacist society.
Is America an inherently racist country?
I think the word inherent is challenging there. If we say...
Fundamentally.
Fundamentally, yes. America is racist to its bones. All of the...
So inherently.
Yeah.
They gonna say you racist.
Am I racist?
So that's the Am I Racist movie. This person is sick. And in a weird way, it is a sort of inverse white supremacy. Like, I'm not trying to do the cliche, like, Democrats are the real racists. But in a way, there's this idea that, like, white people can handle it. You know, those other countries, well, they're brown. And they, you know, they need to be propped up. They need to be celebrated. But white people, they don't need to be coddled, right? They need to be torn down a little bit because they're so great, I guess. There's sort of a intrinsic racism in what she's saying. And of course, I don't need to tell you folks the absurdity of this is if you take worldwide polls, you'll know that the only group not racist in the entire world are white people. I had the map yesterday. Somebody posted on Twitter. I don't know if the crew can find it. But, you know, when you look up just like racist attitudes by percentage, you see a map of the world with all the different, you know, the color spectrum. Blue is not racist and red is racist. And it's just like UK and Europe, blue, everywhere else red. So there's an inversion here. It's not just a lie. It's not just that white people are uniquely racist. It's the opposite. White people are uniquely not racist. And in a way, that's the problem. It's our pathological altruism that in a weird sort of inverted, perverted way is like a white, it's like a weird self-hating white supremacy. It really is sick. These people's minds, where these people are, how these people think. I think to get to the bottom of why this has been so successful in this country. We can go to this video. We've shown it before. It's a couple months old, but it's worth revisiting. Clip number 23. This was posted with the label, "This is why women tend to trend socially liberal outwardly, regardless of what they believe deep down." Let's watch clip 23 here.
How many genders are there?
I feel like there's two, because like transgender.
No, stop. Don't say that on camera.
Yeah, but I feel like you either switch from a boy to a girl.
No, stop,
like,
stop,
switch
stop,
back and forth.
Stop. I feel like it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to be, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they switch back and forth. Like, I know.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't really matter. Like, there's like, you can be anything you want to be. It doesn't matter. Come on, stop.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry for telling the truth. See, there's two truths. There's the truth, there's reality, there's what is real, and then there's what you're allowed to say socially. There's what you have to pretend to believe socially. And this is sick, and it's an aspect of just overall general weakness, fear, right? Like that girl going, stop, don't say that. Don't say the truth, don't say reality, don't say what everybody can see with their own eyes. This guy is in blue, shut up, don't say that, that's insulting. Is she operating off of love or is she operating off of fear? She's saying that because she believes that it's wrong to say that there are two genders, or is she saying that because she fears the backlash? If they can keep you in a state of fear, if they can keep you in a state in which your survival is dependent on those around you, and those around you believe lies, and they can convince you to believe lies, they can convince you of anything. They can convince you to do anything. And of course, it's targeted at women specifically, but weak men as well. Because it's literally a physiological fact that, like, the more testosterone you have, the more likely you are to go against the grain. So it's evolutionary, the way this operates. And we have a media that's operated by people that are hostile to us. So they've spent decades getting people into that position of those little girls. Don't say there are two genders. Don't say migrants are bad. Don't say white people are being genocided. Sure, it's all true, but it'll hurt us if we say it. Be fearful and cowed. Survive. It's sick, folks. It really is.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.